titles are the most important part of your podcast. Why? Because if your title is trash, nobody's going to click on your podcast, even if it's a 10 out of 10 conversation. Therefore, we must make the titles as engaging as possible. How do we do this? Well, we need to match the title with the hook. And the hook is basically the first 30 seconds of your podcast video on YouTube, on Apple, Spotify. And this window is all you have to get the viewer to either watch the rest of the video or click off the video. You have 30 seconds to persuade them to get them to continue to watch the rest of the video. If they don't enjoy the first 30 seconds of your video, they will click off it. So we've got to make sure the first question of our podcast is the most engaging and hooks the audience in, because we don't want to create a clickbait title that doesn't match the first question, because that builds a lack of trust and people feel like they've been clickbaited and go off the video. So we have to make the first question super engaging. Let me give you an example. I had SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell come onto my show, and my first question was, what was it like meeting Elon Musk, and what were the early days of SpaceX really like for you? Elon Musk is a celebrity, so he's a very engaging topic. SpaceX is a well-known brand, and I'll get a bit more into why those two topics are super important and why adding topics like that to your titles are the best way to get your podcast to blow up later in this video. But what do you think I named the podcast title based on that question? The question was, what was it like meeting Elon Musk and what were the early days of SpaceX really like for you? I titled the video, SpaceX co-founder, meeting Elon Musk and the early days of SpaceX. Super simple, right? It seems pretty obvious. Like, obviously, you're going to make that title, but I could have done a clickbait title that had nothing to do with those topics. But because I matched the title with the first question, and the first question was a good one, it was asking him about Elon Musk and asking him about SpaceX, which are two topics that people would likely want to know about, it got over 50,000 views and helped me become monetized in the first 3 months of starting my podcast. And gained me thousands of subscribers on my main podcast channel and has helped me grow my show and helped me become Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster. So this is super important. The title is super important. And now let me get on to the things and topics you really need to have in your titles to make sure your podcast has a higher chance of blowing up and getting yourself a larger audience on YouTube, on other platforms as well. So you need to include at least two of these fundamentals to create an amazing podcast title that will increase your chances of the episode blowing up. So first, you need recency. So in your title, you need to say today, now, this year. It needs to be recent. It needs to be urgent. It creates a sense of urgency, which will make people more likely to click onto the video. Think about it. These fundamentals that I'm about to tell you for the rest of the video are topics and tactics that news has used for 100 years. So they're proven, tested fundamentals that you can add to your titles to blow up your show. So recency would be now, today, or an hour ago, and it will increase the chance of someone clicking onto your podcast, because if it's saying now that you need to do this now, or this is why this is happening today, people have a novelty bias. Humans love new things. They get a rush of dopamine when they're the first to know something. So by framing your title to do with recency, it will increase the chance of people clicking through. Let's compare that to if you spoke about something, you know, yesterday, like, oh, saying something about old news. You know, making, not framing it with today, people might be less interested because you don't have that novelty bias. There's not that recency bias. And it just seems a bit outdated and boring. People love trending new topics. It's just how humans work. So if we incorporate some recency by saying now or today, then that will increase the chance of people clicking onto our podcast. And therefore, it'll get pushed to more people the higher the click-through rate. So let me give you an example of that. I had Tyler Cohen come on. He's an economist and a writer, and he has his own podcast as well. and I titled it, Why the West is Failing You Today. And the result of that was it's got thousands of views and helped me gain 10% of my audience from that one YouTube video by incorporating today in the title and some other tactics, which I'll get to in a minute. So, recency. Then, celebrity. What do I mean by celebrity? Well, let me give you an example. We don't care about John Smith from Hartlepool's morning routine, but if we titled a video Jeff Bezos's morning routine, we're way more likely to click onto the video because Jeff Bezos is a celebrity and he's successful. So we're more curious and therefore we have a higher chance of clicking on to the video. So if we can include celebrities, and it doesn't have to be a person, it can be a brand as well, a well-known brand. If we include celebrities or a big brand in our video titles for our podcasts, it has a higher chance of people clicking on and watching it because we are curious to know about celebrities and a lot of people have loyalty to celebrities and big brands. SpaceX co-founder episode is another great example of this because I included SpaceX co-founder. SpaceX is a well-known brand. People are interested in SpaceX. It's a very unique brand trying to get people to Mars. And co-founder, you know, you must be pretty well-known if you're the co-founder of SpaceX. And then I also included meeting Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the most famous person on the planet right now. So by incorporating a well-known brand in SpaceX and a very well-known celebrity, Elon Musk, in my title, it's allowed me to get way more views and way more clicks on my podcast and grow my audience. So that's a really simple tactic that you can add to your titles to increase the amount of views you get. Then relevancy. It has to be personally meaningful to them. So if you're creating a podcast to do with nurses, make sure you include nurses in the titles because the title needs to match what is spoken about in the beginning and hopefully the rest of the podcast. The first 30 seconds you're talking about nurses and how nurses can deal with stress. You need to include nurses in the title because if a viewer is a teenager and the video is about nurses and how they can deal with their stress, but then you don't add nurses into the title, people will click onto the podcast not realizing that it's specifically for nurses. And then they're going to click off because it's not actually applicable to them because they're going to realize within the first 30 seconds, oh, this isn't for me. This is specifically for nurses. So if you want to attract the right audience, more people will continue to watch the whole video because they'll know it's for them and they know they can benefit from it. Then include the demographic you're trying to target in the title. It needs to be relevant to them. And then another tactic, if you're topic is quite broad, like a lot of podcasts are, because you go through a lot of different conversations. Just add you or your. Like I said, why is the West failing you today? See, I combined more than one. Remember, we need to combine at least two of these fundamentals in your titles. So I did today as the recency. It's like now. Okay, it matters right now. It's relevant to me right now. Then I also did failing you. So it's personal to that person if they live in the West. But even if they don't live in the West, it might be failing them as well. So by including you and your, that is such an easy tactic to improve your podcast titles. I always, always try to include you or your in the titles. It's like, don't do this, or you're failing at this, or this is what this food is doing to your health. You need to make it personal to them. Because they're going to be asking subconsciously when they're reading your title of your podcast, why should I care? Why does it benefit me? This is why this podcast will improve your health. Including that in the title will make sure it's relevant to them and the audience understands that. And therefore, they'll have a higher chance of clicking onto the video. Okay, the next tactic you can add to your titles is a bit of conflict. So us versus them. Left versus right, old versus young, this country versus that country. Why does this work? Humans are not peaceful creatures. We've evolved over millions of generations in tribes. Therefore, we have this sense of belonging and this craving to be in a group. And we want to have this in-group. We have this in-group bias. We have this craving to be in a tribe with similar values to us. and belong in that, and we feel more comfortable in that. But we also have an out in-group bias. We have a natural tendency to fit into a tribe and then be enemies with another tribe who is slightly different to us. So we have this longing and attraction to conflict. That's why the best stories, the best movies, they always have a bit of conflict in. They always have heartbreak. You know, I'm siding for Jeremy on this one, or I'm siding for Louise on this one. There's always a conflict in any engaging video, in any engaging podcast, in any engaging book. And the classic ones, like I said, is like left versus right. There's a reason why the political podcasts do so well. Politics is conflict. Left versus right. It's always a battle between those two. And most people put themselves into either the left or the right tribe. If you include that in your titles when applicable, if you're talking about those topics, then that's going to increase the chances of people clicking onto your videos, because they're either going to click onto your video to confirm that their group is right and the best, or they're going to click on because they don't agree with what you're saying about their group in your title. And therefore, they want to try and prove you wrong and probably like to give you a hate comment. So if you made a title saying why the left are wrong about this topic, then you're going to attract a lot of people on the right who agree with you and get a good feeling when what you're saying is confirming their pre-existing beliefs. Then you'll also get a lot of people from the left going on there to disprove you, or maybe even learn and change their mind if what you said on the podcast persuades them. But it's the same as supporting a football team. If you support a sports team or you support your country, you have this great sense of pride following them. And then you also have a distaste for the others, the other teams, the other countries. And this is inherent in human nature. And therefore, if you add conflict to your titles, why these people, this like just like why, for example, scientists are deceiving you, or why health experts are deceiving you, or why the right are wrong about this topic. You know, these conflicting titles definitely always increase the amount of clicks and the amount of views and the amount of engagement on your podcast, and therefore will grow your audience. But be careful, because you might get a lot of hateful comments from the other group, the out group, if you use this conflict tactic in your titles. But another tip is don't read the comments. And if people leave hate comments, they're actually doing you a favor, because they are engaging on your posts and watching it. So can't really complain too much, can you? So yeah, the next one is something unusual, something outside the norm. Again, like I said, people have a novelty bias. So if you position your title and the conversation that you have as something that's rarely spoken about, something that's unusual, an unusual story, or you've got an unusual person on the show, or an unusual topic you're talking about, that's going to spark people's curiosity, because they want to learn some new thing that they'd never heard about, that they're confused about and curious about. It just, something unusual naturally sparks our curiosity. Therefore, if we make our title unusual, we speak about something unusual in our titles, then a lot of people are going to click through because they're curious to know what the topic's about and they want to learn more. For example, I've had a few longevity and cryopreservation experts come onto the show. And cryopreservation is basically when you vitrify, almost freeze your body when you die, in hopes to be revived, and you get preserved and then hopefully revived once the technology catches up and once you find a cure for whatever caused your death. It's a very unusual topic because most people don't agree with it, or they get buried or cremated. But this is a new, it's been around since the 70s, but it's quite a new and unusual topic to talk about. And one of my best podcasts so far was with a CEO of one of these companies, and the video has done very well compared to a lot of other episodes, especially on Spotify. So if you can, try and find unusual guests, try and find unusual topics to talk about. And if you do have a unusual segment of your podcast, an unusual part of your conversation, make sure to add that in the title, because it will increase and grow your show. Then we want something ongoing. So what does that mean? Well, the news always do this all the time. You know, latest update on this ongoing war, this ongoing conflict. The reason why this works is because if something's ongoing, we don't know the end of the story. It hasn't concluded yet. Therefore, we're always on edge. We're predicting what's going to happen next. It just, again, makes us so curious because it's still unfolding. It's still happening now. And that just, it tickles our brain. It makes us itch because we just want to know what's happening. So if you pitch your title as an ongoing, you're talking about an ongoing topic. So if you're talking about war happening right now, make sure to add the ongoing conflict in wherever part of the world. Or even simpler, instead of saying, for example, in my title, why the West has failed you, say why the West is failing you. If you change the wording to ing, like failing, ongoing, continuing, it signals it's ongoing. And that's more curious than if you said it was in past tense. Remember I said at the start of this, recency. Ongoing and recency couple really well together. So if you say why the West is failing you today, instead of saying why the West failed you yesterday, what's more engaging? Obviously, the one that's ongoing and the one that is right now. So again, that's another very simple change of language that will help you get more clicks on your podcast videos, especially on YouTube and on Spotify. This one's more advanced, but it's including an epistemic gap. An epistemic gap is basically something that someone is hiding from you, or something that you don't know about, but you need to know. So the Diary of a CEO do this all the time. It's like, they're lying to you about this, or 10 things that the government aren't telling you. It indicates that people are hiding stuff from you, but they're hiding very, very important stuff from you. And if you pitch your titles like that, you're obviously going to get a lot of clicks through, because it pitches it as something important and sparks your curiosity. But obviously be careful with this, because it can rub off as a bit clickbaity. And if you don't actually talk about some things that you portray in the title using this tactic, you will get a lot of people click off within the first few seconds and your video won't get pushed. And good examples are, you know, expert reveal secrets about this. If you include revealing the truth, or untold secrets about this, or the dark truth behind this that nobody tells you about, or you know, scientist reveals facts about, I don't know, nature that most experts ignore. Like, if you just add language like it, what most people ignore, what they don't tell you, reveals the truth behind, the secrets that they don't show you, you know, just pitching your titles as that makes it seem more mysterious, makes it seem more engaging and more important for them to know about, and therefore they'll click onto your videos. That is the fundamental aspects that you should include in your title. Another one would be if you have a credible guest come on the show, like SpaceX co-founder or a best-selling author or an expert in a particular topic, it's always good to add that at the start of your titles. Again, the Diary of a CEO do this all the time, like the number one brain expert, or the CIA spy, or, you know, I've done it loads of times, SpaceX co-founder or leading neuroscientist. That always positions the episode as high authority, high credibility, and that will make people trust what is said more and therefore engage more with your podcast. Whereas if you were talking about neuroscience and you didn't have a leading neuroscientist come on the show, or you didn't add that in your title, people might not trust what the guest and yourself are saying and therefore have a higher chance of clicking off. So those are the fundamental principles to add to your titles. But there's a few other things that I recommend doing that I do. And one of them is downloading vidIQ. I'm not sponsored by vidIQ, but it's great Chrome extension plugin that you can add, and it basically uses AI and its database to rank your titles out of 100 based on how relevant it is to the video and how engaging it is. So you should try and aim for at least 90 plus on your vidIQ title score. But it also shows what videos are outliers. So outlier videos are videos that have got loads more views compared to the typical views that channel gets. And if you find some videos on your home feed or when you're researching on YouTube and vidIQ says it's got 100x or it's performing really well, it's an outlier video, then try and steal the structure of that title and apply it to the topic you're talking about and to your niche. So that's a really good tip that a lot of creators do. They go search other niches, like if you're doing a podcast or doing a science show, then maybe go on to travel or go on to art and search up the best performing videos in that niche and then try and basically copy the title word for word, but switch the topic around based on what you said in your video, and that's a very high chance of it performing well. If you want full guidance on how to start your podcast from scratch, how to use AI to give you loads of different titles, how to contact big name guests and secure your dream guests, how to use short form content to blow up your show and get 4 million views in the last 4 months like I have and get monetized and become one of the fastest growing podcasters in the world like myself, my step-by-step blueprint guides you through all of that. It's top link in the description, and you'll also get personalized feedback from me through weekly calls and join a growing community of people who are starting their own show who can help you and hold you accountable so you both succeed. If you're interested in that, the first 25 members are getting at half price. After that, I'm doubling it in price, so you're early right now. Hopefully, I'll see you there. Goodbye.